week. Another interview. It's been a while since we've had one, but I decided that I needed to interview this crew after the first time I was in the shop. Now down on Portage Trail, in the location where Upfront Art Space used to be, is the Haunted Closet. And I'm here with Amanda, Chris, and
Megan.
Two out of three.
You passed.
So thank you guys for sitting with me today. Yes. It's a nice day outside and definitely worth sitting down for this. So how did you guys get into this business?
So for the last several years, really last 3 years, after going out to various concerts in the area and different shows and different types of alternative nightlife, we wound up seeing that while people were having fun, something that was lacking was folks feeling comfortable in what they were wearing. It dawned on us too that when we were trying to go out to these events, that we also didn't have, that type of clothing that made us feel connected to the environment that we were in. And we kept, going back to the same places that you do go at the mall or on the internet, and kept coming against a lot of different roadblocks or just hassles. Some of them being, once you ordered something and you brought it in home, the size wasn't correct, the material wasn't what you thought it looked like online, and that just started a whole new cascade of events of having to go and return it, and then still having nothing to go out in. So conversation after conversation, it kind of came to a point where we were just like, what's really needed is a store for folks that have got into the alternative scene, and something that's different than what's being done traditionally now. And spring of 25 is when we actually started looking for locations around the area. Ended up near Cuyahoga Falls, specifically because of Blossom Music Center here. And just the perfect scenery of the downtown area just lends itself to the alternative scene. It has that little bit of Halloween-y town feel already. And one thing led to another. I think it was June, July of 25. We were driving and we saw a for lease sign outside. It was actually for the space next door. And we called the landlord, said, hey, let's set up a date to come in. Came in and we fell in love with the location site when we saw it and signed the lease within 24 hours. And it's just been a journey. It's a roller coaster of a journey to get here. I don't know if that answers that question in a little
bit. So for anyone who hasn't been down to the shop, what kind of clothing and accoutrements do you guys sell?
Yes. We sell everything from new clothes to pre-loved clothes, accessories that fall in between. We have shoes. We have socks. We have collars, chains, wallet chains. Depending on the season, we'll have coats, jackets, hoodies, shorts, swimwear, as well as fishnetting stuff like for the arms. So all kinds of different accessories, body jewelry. I think if you were shopping for a concert or a night out at a rock bar, you could find something here to accompany something that you already have at home or create a whole new wardrobe and spot.
The style that in this place is definitely, like you said, this town we have a small town feel.
It does.
I was, I did not expect the store to, prove as successful the opening day as it was. And then I saw the line going down the street.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm glad this works out. Because again, I did not expect a more emo goth style to be, what everybody wanted. And I'm glad it was.
I think something to that could shed light to that surprise is during the holiday season, we were open for a soft launch. And it was shocking to see how many people that either lived in the area, grew up here during the 90s and early 2000s, or still live here and are part of the alternative scene, either emo or a goth person or someone that's into heavy metal, just comes in the store and is just like, I'd never expected this in Chicago Falls. Even though my friend circle, we were all about this back when we were younger, now as adults, a lot of these folks have children now and they're bringing them through and they're actually learning a way to connect with them through clothing, which is very fulfilling in itself. And I think it's expanding this small town, not losing its charm and that close neighborhoodness that I think that Chicago Falls always has had. But it's adding to it in a different light. It's letting folks know that they're welcomed when they may have not felt that they're 100% welcome, even though that's a hard topic to talk about. But clothing in itself has really allowed these individuals to self-express in a way that they once could have when they were in their teenage years. And now as an adult, they see that it's coming full circle for them too, which is pretty cool, you know?
And two, I think when I was a teen, like we had Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And there's like one like within driving distance. And even that, Hot Topic's not the same as it used to be.
No, you know, Hot Topic, love them, hate them. They were and still are to a certain degree a cornerstone of the alternative clothing scene. I don't knock them down for any business decisions that they have made. We've just taken a different route by sticking to some of the more traditional brands like Trip, Vampire Freaks, and expanding into some more artisan brands, other small businesses themselves that create clothing, like Punky Butts, a creator out of Michigan. She started off creating pet clothing, but now is expanding into human clothes for the alternative scene. I think that's really cool. Just a different way of doing business, you know?
And again, being a small business, and as you all are, I would rather shop at a small business than I would at, you know,
likewise,
drive out to Summit Mall for something, you know, if I can get it locally and I know where I can figure out where it came from, were there without having to go online, look it up.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
What has been each of your favorite parts about opening the store up?
Personally for me, and he touched on it, is the parents that come in with their kids. We've had a girl in the Halloween season that came in with her mom and cried and thanked us so much for being here. And I'm just like, well, that's enough for me. So, you know, and then the people that come in, and I always pay attention when they come in and they're like, or, oh my God, I've been looking for this, or just have come in and they're like, I know what I want. And they go straight to it. And it's just like, that's the reason. That's it right there. Like, it just makes me so happy to see. That's me personally, but
I have always enjoyed fashion. I've always enjoyed different looks, different designs, different styles. And it's really fulfilling to like have a place where those things can be in store. People can come touch them. They can feel them. They can try things on and not feel like, well, they have to play that whole back and forth game with online stuff. And to me, like, people come in here and tell me like, oh, this is bad for my wallet, this is bad for my paycheck. I'm like, if I didn't own this place, I would be in the same position, because this is like my dream, this store, having something like this and being able to provide that for the community.
A little bit of what each of them said, yes. Seeing some folks coming in unsure of themselves, being able to purchase something and walking out with a renewed sense of confidence, or a unknown confidence to them because they didn't even know they had that, and they feel brave for what they just purchased. And that does it for me. That fills up my batteries a little bit every day just to keep doing it more and more. Mm-hmm. It this store, right, people get into business obviously to make an income. This, seeing those moments, that's better than any income I can get from any of these products. It's the individual that comes through those doors and just leaves fulfilled. that's what this place is really for. It's just to help people live a better life for themselves, you know?
Well, I feel like it's meant to make an income, but also make an impact.
Absolutely. The impact is far greater, you know, being able to. So one of the projects that we're working on for 26 is being to really fully utilize this space. So in the back, what is curtained up right now, while that serves, that back area serves as our inventory space, a portion of it actually goes to being a third space. We're going to have a stage back there where every so often we want to have featured local music artists in a, from a different genre. They usually are typically exposed to in different venues. This isn't a venue, this is a clothing store.
Yeah.
But being able to utilize this space in a different way and really bringing that community space into our environment is very important. Like you mentioned, impact. That's where we want to make our greatest impact, and being able to not just be somewhere where you can get your apparel and accessories for that, but somewhere where you can go and feel like you. It's not home, but it's an extension of that community you belong to.
A safe space.
A safe space.
Yep.
So I think that's something that this space is working its way towards solidifying.
Sure.
I like that. You can, again, you guys see your grand opening on February 13th.
Yes.
This week, I'm going to get this out this week. You said this week will be a month since the store officially opened.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of plans do you have for? I saw there was a event happening this Friday.
There is.
Which I can't believe there's another Friday the 13th.
It's actually three this year. This is number two. Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So we decided, we had a review right after we had our grand opening from a customer that said they should do this every Friday the 13th. And so we looked up how many Friday the 13ths there were this year, and we're like, oh, there's actually three. And then we proceeded to look into the future and noticed that Friday the 13th doesn't typically happen more than once a year. So this is a very interesting year that it happens three times, and we figured, why not celebrate that? So we got the same DJ from last time, DJ Dracula. And so he'll be here from 4 to 8. So we will be open an extra hour on Friday, but he'll be here from 4 to 8 playing music. He does everything exclusively on vinyl. So that's what we appreciated about him. And so we want to play some music. You can come shop, you can come dance if you want, you know, just have a good time, you know.
Is he bringing more David Bowie movies?
I don't think movies. We might have albums, but okay. Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna do the screen thing again or not. Because
we're gonna try to. We're gonna try to get a different set of movies for that one.
As soon as I saw, you're playing an original David Bowie movie on a VHS that you had to rent a VCR for. It's like, yep. And that's what's important.
I think bringing a little bit of slice from the past with that stuff, it just adds some type of like nostalgia to the store, yeah, in a way, some familiarity. I don't know. Yeah, that's why this place is just going to, it's a growing place, you know?
So is there anything else you'd like people to know either about you or the store? Something that's currently on sale that you think people would like?
We didn't
mention that we do carry contacts, which we have noticed a lot of people see that and they're like, oh my gosh, they carry contacts. That's because when I was younger, I would have done anything to go somewhere that carried colored contacts. So it was one of the first things on our list to try to carry, and we came through and we're so proud. But they are 25% off for limited time because we have a whole bunch of cosplay and all that coming up and conventions. So those are on sale. And then our Leg Avenue products, costumes and hosiery and stuff like that. The more you buy, the more you save. And you're just really missing out if you don't come see us.
We also have one of the largest selections in Northeast Ohio of demonias that you can physically see and touch and try on, with more to come and other well-known brands. Don't want to say what brands they are until we have them in house, but other brands that you know that are part of the scene that you wish you could have seen and felt, they'll be here. That's it. Just come on in.
Thank you, Chris, Megan, and Amanda, for sitting with me today. I know this is, store's not open today, and you came down to sit with me for this.
For sure.
So I will make sure to have this out before this Friday the 13th. Yeah. So anybody who's interested can come down and check out the store.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you. Sorry. Something to mention about our events. There was going to be like in the day, more daytime, so around the like 5 to 8, possibly no later than 9. And they're always going to be dry events because we're going to give individuals that don't partake or for any reason, give them a space where they can enjoy themselves as well. So that's about it, I want to say.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.